Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as every day. Mm-hmm. Spring reveals itself more and more.
A bit more spring-like, yes, yes.
Got a lot to talk about because one of the things that occurs every spring for, I believe, the past 47 years.
What's that?
Been the huge Houston fishing show.
Okay.
And that opened Wednesday of this week, runs through Sunday. A gathering of some of the top fishing professionals and industry leaders.
Where is it?
At the George R. Brown Convention Center.
Ah, okay.
And this weekend, really, I mean, they've had seminars since the start on Wednesday, but some of the best of the best will be speaking. And if your favorite is not on stage, just go around to one of the booths.
Ah, okay.
And then you can have a more personalized, you know, interaction.
Right.
And one of our friends who's always there, really innovative guy, started off molding a shrimp.
Well, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mark Nichols, DOA Lures, will be joining us in a bit to talk about what's going on. Give us his words of wisdom and tips. It's always a lot of fun when Mark joins us. Plus, Harold and I have been hunting.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that, plus the outdoor report, best bets, and we're going to find out if Harold's been electric or fossil fuel.
There you go.
So y'all do stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. We mentioned before that we're working on the May issue of Texas Outdoors Journal. And it always, for the past five, I believe, maybe 6 years, we've had a hog on the cover.
Yeah.
People said, no one will buy a magazine with a hog on the cover.
And that's your best seller, isn't it?
Hottest sellers of the 12 we do each year. But you went hunting with our friend Charles Allen.
Yeah, for an article for that issue. So go with our friends at Third Coast Thermal, my first ever hunting with thermal imaging.
Uh-huh.
Boy, that's different. It's
yeah.
just really different. And, Charles, who's president of Knives of Alaska and Diamond Blade, of course, dear friend, actually godfather to my kids, we'd been talking some time back and talking about all the pigs that he had at his place in East Texas. Aha, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much shorter drive than my place.
Mm-hmm.
But went, had a great time, kind of caught up. And it was quite a revelation how bright that really is, how shiny those heat signatures really are. Because I first pulled it up, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm getting really excited. And then Charles goes, but those are deer. And I realized, of course, they were moving differently anyway, because pigs don't stop and pose, you know. But it was great watching. There's like four deer there. And then all of a sudden, the deer scattered, and a herd, you know, a half dozen pigs came roaring in behind them.
How about a sounder?
Well, it could be.
Okay.
God. Oh, thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. Okay. Looked like a herd to me, anyway. But it was great, you know. One thing I did learn, and as we use that thing other times during the evening, you got to get used to those so you can realize what sizes are. Because I got a very small pig, which is fine. I mean, mm-hmm. meat, great. Yeah, maybe 60 pounds. But they were all the same size. Because what I was looking at, it was all the same size. And then later saw a big one and could really tell that it was a big one, even though it was further out than the first viewing. But couldn't get a bead on it before it took off. But just very interesting. You know, first sort of like eerie, but then makes you feel really sneaky.
Yeah. Now, you're shooting this with, you said thermal imagery.
Yeah.
Which caliber was it?
308.
308.
Yeah.
Okay. While you were doing that,
mm-hmm.
I was out in the hill country with Tom Claycomb III.
You were using air.
Well, Tom was.
Well, yeah,
I wasn't.
Right.
Umarex has their air saber, and the idea was to see how that air saber would perform on wild game.
What is
particularly
it?
Particularly a pig. It is a bolt, kind of
like a crossbow? Oh, okay.
Okay, uh-huh. But it slides over a shaft, you know,
ah.
as opposed to being knocked.
Mm-hmm.
It has a broadhead, and my goodness. Beautiful ranch. We hunted a portion of a ranch that encompasses about 6,000 acres.
Ooh.
And in the hill country, when you say hill country, as you know.
Right.
I mean, your ups and downs increases
sure.
that, you know.
Right.
And so, no pigs for the first 3 days.
Really?
I mean, it was been hot and dry, you
yeah.
know.
I figured you couldn't avoid them anywhere anymore.
Well, you'd think.
Yeah.
But finally, at last light. A couple came in, and Tom made a heck of a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, folks, you need to understand when you talk about product testing, field testing.
Sure.
We get it. We show up at a destination.
Mm-hmm.
We have to become proficient immediately.
Right.
You know, and then you go out to see how you perform.
Right.
Tom performed great.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And so did the Umarex Air Saber. Literally dropped it on the spot. A little bit high. Spined it, you know.
Okay.
But it was well placed. And you know, great, great time. And then went out and we tried to do something bigger,
mm-hmm.
going for a nail guy.
Ah, okay.
Nothing ever showed, and I kept, my salivary glands kept going, nail guy.
Yeah.
You know, tasty.
Right.
So my 338 barked.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And we came back with some great meat.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
They're big.
Yeah. Ranch was Tomorrow, and it's pretty neat. Story mm-hmm. more later.
Right.
The number two, Morrow, M-O-R-R-O-W.
Okay.
Bill and Tracy Morrow, their parents, and their two twin sons, Weston and Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a website of the number two, MorrowRanch.com. And encourage you to give them a call at 210-602-0824.
Wonderful. Well, you know, like I say, you're going to hunt, you need a gun. And these days, I mean, the best place to find, you know, guns and ammo and accessories and stuff like that is a good gun show. And our friends at the Houston Gun Collectors Association, they've been putting on shows for 50 years, so they kind of know how to do it. And several times a year, they have a neat little show at their meeting hall. So it's the Gun Show in the Heights in Houston. It's the SPJST Lodge. I never can figure out what all of that means. But it's at 1435 Beale Street at West 15th in the Heights. So it's easy to find. You know, plenty of free parking. And it's this Saturday, March 26th. from 9 to 4, and it's about 80 tables. So it's the kind of show you can walk around, you can see everything. You go and try to make a deal with somebody. Maybe you don't make it. You walk around, you can come back, try to make another deal. It's very, very workable. Admission is only $5. Parking is free, and there's plenty of it. Children under 12 are free, and they've got a kitchen there. So starting first thing in the morning, they'll have breakfast tacos, and then they'll have hot dogs and burgers and desserts and drinks and such. And it's just a neat, neat show. Houston Gun Collectors Association, Gun Show in the Heights, again this Saturday, March 26th, 9 to 4, at the SPJST Lodge on Beale Street, 1435 Beale Street at West 15th in the Houston Heights.
Very good. Speaking of shows, we tease you at the top of the seminars that are coming up today and tomorrow, and at the George R. Brown Convention Center at the Houston Fishing Show. But our buddy Lynn Smith, fishing shallow water bays in Port O'Connor. Jimmy West about Galveston. You've got Captain Sally Black, Baffin Bay. Big Tommy Kuntz, Matic Order Spring Fishing. Mm-hmm. Then you've got David Dillman back out of Galveston. Gary Gray, Port O'Connor. Corey Vinson, Trophy Blue Catfish, Texas Lakes. This show is not just coastal fishing.
Okay.
It is coastal, freshwater, offshore, inshore, kayaks to offshore boats.
Will Texas Outdoors Journal be there?
Oh, yeah, we're there. We're definitely there. We'd not miss this for anything.
Okay.
This is like a coming home show.
All right.
All right. We got a whole lot more headed your way, so you all do stick around. We'll be back right after this.
Yes, we will.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck for 45 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 45 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you can depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 45 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. And one of the things that we'll try to do for you is bring you a testimonial of someone that has actually worked with Third Coast Thermal.
That's me.
That's you.
Yeah.
And how was it?
Very impressed, believe me. And talk about service. Dave Cheadle, bless his heart, helped me sight it in. You know, here's the big manual, and there's all these buttons and stuff like that. I go, okay. Right. You know, but with a certain time limit that I was dealing with and so on, he was kind enough to meet me at a range and get it on, and it was dead on.
And this was a Steiner.
The new Steiner.
Yeah.
Really, really impressive.
I'm amazed at all the manufacturers. I mean, well-established optic names that have now gravitated into the thermal imagery equipment.
Right.
I mean, does that surprise you?
Oh, very much so. But that's the thing with Third Coast, because there's such a range of stuff. You can get something where it's small, like you've got on your little lever action carbine.
Sure.
Up to this thing, which is a pretty good size.
Right.
And that's the thing. They can walk you through it.
Well, Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or give them a call at 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this Saturday, is the first of three best days scattered throughout the coming week. This Sunday is a good one. Monday plunges to poor, with Tuesday rebounding to fair. Wednesday's another best day. Thursday and Friday are two more good ones. Next Saturday is the third best day of the week. Next Sunday is a good one. This weekend, look for game to become active either side of sunrise. Remain active until either side of the noon hour. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we'll find this major feeding period of the day occurring from mid-morning until early to mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game beginning to actively feed from late morning and continuing to feed until late afternoon. Next weekend, we'll see this most active period occurring from early afternoon until the early evening hours before sunset. On Friday, April the 1st, we will have a new moon. No joke? You were thinking, what does that mean, no joke? We'll have a new moon, no joke?
Yeah, it's on April 1st.
Oh, duh.
Actually, I should have probably said, no fooling.
It just fooled me. That's the problem. It's written down there. You're going along. Oop, I didn't mean to say that, but it was there. Friday, April 1st. A new moon. Ha-ha. No fooling. All right. On the coast this Saturday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide for the day. This Sunday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Monday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. Tuesday through Friday, a string of days with a double-tide schedule each day. Next Saturday is another three-tide day with two highs, one low. Next Sunday, a double-tide schedule.
All right, on the coast, it's that time of year where you have to watch the weather, mm-hmm. watch the wind. Water temperatures coming on up, moving through the 60-degree mark from Calcasieu all the way down to... Well, actually, it's probably already bumping the magic 70-degree mark on the lower coast. But fishing continues to improve, bait returning to the bays, and should be seeing some flooding tides here in a few weeks that's going to inundate back lake and marsh areas.
Right.
Offshore fishing for red snapper in our state waters on days that you can go offshore been quite productive. And it's really a great time to go fish, and best place to get more information as to what's going on in a specific area,
mm-hmm.
Houston Fishing Show.
Oh.
What's going on in our lakes?
Good thinking. Okay, East Texas. Ah, good old B.A. Steinhagen. Black bass are good shallow on creature baits. Conroe. Crappie are shallow in standing timber, laydowns, and brush piles in 12 to 26 feet of water. Biting white chartreuse, lone star, crappie hair jigs, and black chartreuse plastics from Constant Pursuit outfitters and minnows. They should begin to spawn when water temperatures reach 59 to 62 degrees. Black bass are good with multiple catches of buck bass on beds using creature baits and rattle traps in 3 to 8 feet of water. Sight casting is possible in some areas. Fork. Bass are good on red spinner baits and square bills in 3 to 4 feet of water midway back in the pockets. Viper XP jigs still working on big wood near creeks and ditches, also in the flats 3 to 6 feet of water. Texas rigs with green pumpkin excite lizards are also good in the same area. Look for warm water for the best bite. Nackinich, the morning bite continues to be better than the evening. Bass are good, catching some good-sized bucks on their beds, waiting on the females to join them. Best producer for bigger bass is the Alabama rig, Big Sam Rayburn. Fish are all moving shallow as the water temperature pushes toward 60 degrees. Bass are shallow on beds, biting on soft plastics. Crappie are good on minnows and roadrunners, Tyler. Check the wind forecast before heading out. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs off the barge in 10 feet of water. Bass are good on live bait, crankbaits, trick worms. Let me ask you, Professor, the effect of wind on fish. I mean, is the effect more on you or is it on the fish? I mean, they're down there under the water.
No, but it affects fish too because, yep. Like on the coast mm-hmm. or on lakes, you right. have your wind-blown shorelines that pushes the bait up to an area. You know, game fish are going to follow the bait, so it's going to concentrate them.
Well, see, I'm glad I asked. Okay, Fayette. Fishing is improving, and it's like the old adage says, when the bluebonnets are blooming, it's time for shad. Black bass are good on water dogs and soft plastics and shallow water on nests. Catfish are good in 6 to 8 feet of water on stinky bait. Limestone. Crappie are good in shallow water less than 4 feet on minnows. Largemouth bass are good in shallow water less than 4 feet on Texas rigs, chatterbaits, and finesse jigs. Palestine. Bass are good on big-eyed jigs and shimmy shakers and small square bills in 3 to 9 feet of water near boat docks. Crappie are good in 20 to 25 feet of water on timber and in the river channel. Tawakoni. Bass are really good now as they have moved up extremely shallow on points and subpoints with submerged structure holding the fish. Whitney, striped bass are great schooling mid-lake in 20 to 40 feet of water. Success with live bait or drifting to locate feeding schools of fish is the ticket.
All right, heading to South Texas out Del Rio way, where Lake Amistad fishing are locking into their spring patterns. Largemouth bass are good around the edges of hydrilla, using Texas rig plastics and crawl pattern. White bass and striped bass are good below 30 feet of water, following shad balls. Choke Canyon, finding clear water will be the key as the water is murky due to the swapping north and south winds. There's part of your impact. Okay. Bass are good on rattle traps, 10-inch red shad worms, off points, and grass edges. Bass are spawning upriver. Falcon, largemouth bass are good shallow using square bills around riprap, rock, point ledges, bluffs, flipping hardwoods, and flats near the river channels. Brownwood, crappie are good with catches up to 1.5 pounds in 8 to 14 feet of water using minnows and black chartreuse or red-white jigs. Ivy's just phenomenal. I mean, just go fish.
Still is, yeah.
Yeah, the water's warm. Up the rivers, bass are good on jerk baits and swim baits. Meredith, walleye are good early morning and evening on minnows, grubs, jig heads tipped with minnows, and troll with lipless crankbaits. Bass are good shallow. How about the hill country?
Okay. Lake Austin, bass are good on spawning beds in the shallows, biting small swim baits or stick worms. Crappie are good in brush piles using minnows or jigs. Buchanan, largemouth bass are good near rock piles and spawning flats are starting to turn on with some good bites using shaky heads, jigs, worms, or crankbaits and spinnerbaits bouncing off or running through the rocks. Shallow crankbaits and plastics worked around the flats full of trees are working as well for largemouth. Canyon, striped bass and white bass are good on main lake points and by the dam in deeper water using swim baits and umbrella rigs. Feeding schools of stripers are pushing bait fish to the surface, so look for bird action to point out schooling fish. Largemouth bass are spawning shallow, biting on creature baits. Travis, crappie are good in 6 to 15 feet of water, biting on chartreuse jigs.
All right, on the hunting scene, the South Zone spring turkey season opened back on the 19th of this month and will continue through May 1, March 27th through the 28th. The North Zone spring turkey season, youth-only season, takes place. Then, of course, you've got April 1 through 30th, the one turkey bag limit counties, there's 10 of them, opens. And April 2nd through the 15th, the North Zone turkey season is open to go after those gobblers.
Uh-huh.
All right, you've been on or off-road this week?
Yeah, both, and using gas, by the way. I know you'll appreciate that.
Yes, most definitely.
You know, but you got to remember, you have to use things like gasoline and oil and stuff like that to make the electricity to charge the electric cars. I'm still trying to research, the thing on electric. And as far as I can still see, is it's a better deal for the consumer than the planet. In other words, you are saving money. But depending, especially if you live in the city, that's the ticket.
But what about getting rid of those batteries?
I know, but I'm talking about who gets the benefit. And then we die of the lithium that's in our water. No, that's another story. I'm not going to go there. Okay, this gas, though. Mitsubishi, too. They make good stuff, but they've been sort of clawing their way back up again because they're obviously competing with a lot of other people. But they do really good SUVs, CUVs, a lot of style to them. And this is the 2022 Outlander SEL 2.5 SAWC. And it's all-wheel drive. It's a four-door SUV or CUV. It's hard to tell the difference anymore these days. Four-door hatchback. It's compact, but that still will fool you because it's a bit big. Seven passengers, three-row seating. Good looks, good ride and handling. Really nice interior, very well executed. It's got a lot of goodies, man. That 2.5-liter four-banger is mated to an eight-speed variable transmission, super all-wheel control, and drive mode selectors for tarmac, gravel, snow, normal, eco, and mud. So that'll come in handy. Silver roof rails look good. 20-inch two-tone alloy tires. Has a tire repair kit in it if you needed it. Leather-wrapped steering wheel, some of the nicer features. Leather-wrapped shift knob. machine aluminum shift paddles, 8-way power distribution driver seat, 4-way power for the passenger, heated front seats, heated rear seats, leather-appointed seating surfaces, 40-20-40 split on the second row. And again, like I said, 7-passenger seating, 9-inch nav, 12.3 full digital driver display, steering wheel audio and phone controls. That comes in handy. Safety stuff. Some of it is anti-lock braking system, electronic parking brake, active stability, hill start assist, trailer stability assist. Has 2,000 pounds of towing on it. Rear cross traffic alert. Some of the extra goodies, heated steering wheel, semi-aniline leather-appointed seating, and more. Base on this vehicle is about 27. Where am I? Yeah, 27. This one was loaded, so it came out at 37, including destination and handling. 24 miles the city, 30 miles on the highway. Again, a lot of looks to it. Don't avoid taking a peek at Mitsubishi. This is the 2022 Outlander SEL from Mitsubishi Motors.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going fishing with Mark Nichols from DOA Lures right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. So what is it I just said?
Yes.
It works.
Yes.
Very simply. And the other side of the equation is there's about a 2-to-1, at least a 2-to-1 savings over a normal protein regimen.
Right, right. And better results.
Oh, better results. Yeah. You know, we keep saying bucks lose 25% of their body weight. Mm-hmm. They're still regaining that.
Right.
Mamas are carrying babies, okay? They're going to put those babies on the ground in a few weeks, and then they'll start lactating so that they can get their legs under them to run away from predators.
Right.
You want to grow big, heavy, racked, heavyweight animals?
Yeah.
Yeah, fortified cottonseed's the way to go. Visit their website at fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. Mark Nichols took a shrimp, made a mold of a shrimp, and became a legend. Oh, I tell you what an array. And Mark, I'm looking at your website, buddy. It says 36 years. You've been doing this longer than 36 years, haven't you?
Well, it's 37 now, but, you know, I mean, I started playing with them before that even, but I think I got my first patent about 37 years ago.
Outstanding. Well, I mean, it's amazing. Love the product line. Let me share something with you real quick, because obviously growing up on the coast and, you know, so many of the baits used on the coast, our buddy Richard Jew from China Garden Restaurant in downtown Houston, he was introduced to your mini shrimp at the Houston Fishing Show, I want to say maybe 5 years ago, and has been wearing out the crappie on Lake Conroe. He sends me photos, and we put them in Texas Outdoors Journal, of these big old fat, you know, slabs with a DOA mini shrimp in its mouth. Have you heard of this before?
Well, I haven't even ever tried that since last week.
Since last week.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Hey, Mark. Mark.
I was fishing Lake Okeechobee in Florida there, and we were doing exactly that, using little 1/16 ounce ball heads,
right?
With the shrimp, usually in a chartreuse, and sometimes pink works good. But we also do a holographic that seems to do well. I also use my little tiny terrorize in that situation too. But for eating fish, crappie are pretty darn hard to beat.
Yeah, Mark, this Harold over there in Florida, have you caught any snakes with those things yet?
Well, as a matter of fact, we've caught a couple. We're catching a lot of the clown knife fish as well, and the peacocks are also eating. So I fished down in Palm Beach Lakes, which is only about 35 miles from where we live. The peacocks and all the exotics are slowly moving up, you know, as the weather stays warm, and so we're getting more exotics up in my neighborhood now.
We're visiting with Mark Nichols, inventor, president, and owner of DOA Lures. Their website, doalures.com. Speaking of snakes,
yes,
something that doesn't that maybe we don't talk enough about, but the cow, snook oil, good for both on the coast as well as on our lakes, right?
Oh, absolutely. I learned that. In the Texas water and salt water, the trout and the redfish love to eat it. I think they're so used to eating different marine worms that are living on the soft bottom anyway, that it's just a real natural forage for them. And one of the beauties is that, you know, if I'm looking for redfish, especially if I'm sight casting a redfish, if I move that thing an inch, the tail goes insane. So you don't have to work it hard to make it do a really good job and attract fish.
Outstanding. Listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. We need to take a break. So, Mark, if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Mark Nichols from DOA Lures right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we want to be there for our ranchers and for the generations to come.
My name is Ron Brown. I'm a farmer rancher. Farm Credit has been there through the whole deal and been behind me through the whole deal.
They've evolved with me. I mean, it's been a fun trip so far. Once you get in with them, they kind of stand behind you. They don't quit you when you're in a bind, or I wouldn't be here. I definitely would recommend Farm Credit to people. I have, and I would again.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
Going fishing? Don't! Not until you've been to the 47th Annual Houston Fishing Show, going on now through Sunday, March 27th. Mm.
Hundreds of booths filled with rods, reels, and the newest lures, electronics, and fishing accessories. Manufacturers from all over the world with factory reps there to answer your questions. Fishing guides from Alaska to South America on hand to assist you in planning your next trip. Hundreds of booths filled with tackle items and other products never before seen. Blue water cruisers, skinny water bay boats, kayaks, and high-performance bass boats. Fully rigged and ready to fish, marked down for the show. Hundreds of fishing pros to answer all your questions. Continuous clinics by fishing experts. Special kids clinic sponsored by Fishing Tackle Unlimited and Texas Coastal Brigade on Saturday and Sunday with fishing tackle for each youngster. Don't miss the 47th Annual Houston Fishing Show going on now through Sunday, March 27th at the George R. Brown Convention Center in downtown Houston. For more information, visit HoustonFishingShow.com. And I can tell you that a rowdy aisle at the Houston Fishing Show, more fun than the law would allow.
The party aisle. Yeah, okay.
Is anchored by DOA lures.
Okay.
You know, we have a good time on the aisle and all across the show. Mark, as we move forward through warming trends on the coast as well as our inland lakes, we've got a period of flooding tides that will be coming at some point in time, and your PT7 topwater, that weedless lure, just gets more and more raves every time it's used. Give us a little background on how that cigar looking bait, you know, came to be.
Basically, I've been wanting to make a soft plastic weedless walking topwater for a long time. And I struggled with it for a long time because I had trouble with the flotation issues with it. And I didn't want to put a rigid flotation in it because then it suddenly kind of becomes a rigid bait again. So we put a piece of flow cell foam in there and put a rattle in the flow cell foam to address those issues. And now it's got a very tight walk because it's a short bait. But I want it to be a short bait because I want my hookup percentage to be good. And with that deep gap hook, when that fish eats it, it drives that hook upward and into his mouth. So you can throw it a country mile. It casts forever. You can walk it in the thickest garbage in the world. You can, you know, if you're bass fishing, say, as opposed to throwing a frog, you can be walking this. If you get a strike, you can stop it. And it's going to sit there, which, as you know, drives bass crazy. Kind of does a number on reds and trout, too.
Absolutely. In fact, my first experience with it was fishing during windy periods when we've got grass lines on the coast, and it moves there because of its weedless nature, and then was introduced to fishing the back lake marsh areas that are flooded in the springtime. That's fun to cast ahead right into the grass, not worrying, and you know, ahead of that wake that maybe a redfish or trout's pushing. That's the real strength of that lure, I guess.
Yeah, it definitely has applications that it just excels in. And, you know, we skip baits, too, a good bit. Skip them under docks and that sort of thing. And that thing will skip a country mile. There's very little wind resistance and very little stuff sticking out. So it lends itself to skipping really well, too. Like I say, you know, I can cast that thing across the state. Texas is a big state.
We've talked about these baits before, your Cal jerk baits, and then the DOA hooks and weights, where you can really modify the presentation, fall rate, by pinching those, adjusting those pinch weights. The Cal jerk baits, I ask you every time because I think it's funny. Mm. What does Cal stand for?
You know, it's a cheap-ass lure. Basically, we shoot our plastic in the United States. We shoot them right there in Stuart. And I've got a lot of weight in my large jerk bait, 5.5. And I like that weight because I do just nose hook that bait a lot. I can cast it well. And if you nose hook it, or if you put a little screw lock in the front of it, that bait's action is completely different than if you start putting a jig head in it.
Gotcha.
And so I like to be able to twitch it and suspend it and let it fall. Fish love to eat it on that drop, and it's got that nice slow drop with just a little single hook in the nose.
Looking at the Cal jerkbaits on the DOALures.com website, you've also got Cal worms. Again, different application for different fish, or just a different presentation for all fish?
Well, you know, worms have been used forever. When I first was learning, you know, about catching fish on plastic, is because a friend of mine, Jack Hellsloop, who lived up in Austin, he worked at a freshwater shop, and we started using, you know, I started fishing a lot of worms. I was using a broken back mirror lure and worms, and that's what we were throwing. And my dad lived down on the Colorado River down there, and so we started taking some of those worms down there, and we started catching some redfish with the worms. And so it kind of opened our eyes up to, wait a minute, you know, there's a lot more to this than, you know, I was making it, and we were making it, and we learned that, you know, those fish will, you know, eat plastic real well. And since then, we've been fishing them ever since.
Gotcha. You mentioned earlier the Terrorize. Best application for that bait, Mark?
that's almost a trick question to me because, you know, okay, I've got, you know, first question is, all right, what's the circumstances? What are we doing? You
right.
know, are we,
right.
you know, I'll take that bait right now and I can go down to the Keys and drop it under a bridge in a hard current. And I'll put tarpon in the air all day long. If I'm wanting to catch a, flounder, you know, then I'm wanting to hop that bait, hit that bait hard on the bottom. Ideally with the flounder, I want to use a white. Seems to be my favorite color with them. And I want to thump that mud, kick up a little puff of mud so that fish can go find it and eat it. And it's definitely more of a deep water situation type of a bait or a current bait because it's got line entry on the top, which wants to force it down and keep it down in a current. And it also is designed to set horizontal on a vertical drop. So if I'm just vertical jigging, that bait's going to sit in that horizontal position when it's just sitting there.
Wow. You know, I guess...
that's a short answer to your question.
Oh, I know. And that's a great thing because, you know, at the show, at the Houston Fishing Show, the DOA team's going to be there. I mean, we've got Texas guides, some of the very best that will be there. Ed Ziok will be there. Mark will be in and out of the show. And you can sit and visit with these people, really pick their brain. While it all started with the DOA shrimp, and there's a variety of ways to rig that bait, I guess maybe the next longest tenure, the Bait Buster, is that about right?
Bait Buster's been around a long time. It was probably right behind the shrimp, correct?
Okay.
I developed the Bait Buster because in our neighborhood, the mullet run started, and the fish quit eating my stupid shrimp, and so I said I need to make something. So I made an artificial finger mullet and started catching fish with it. And most of my products have been developed because I'm out there fishing. And I'm somewhat amazed by all the social media these days about people that are talking about other people's baits without knowing anything about them. And just, you know, it's like you said, I love to give people good, solid information, send them by our booth, the people that are in that booth are fishermen. They're not wannabes, they're real. And get over there, and we're more than happy to talk to you about fishing. It's kind of one of our favorite subjects.
Yeah, Mark, two things. You know, if you're missing stupid in your life, then just go on social media. You can fill up there. But with the success of your lure line, is there any reason anybody needs to use live bait anymore?
Well, you know, it's sad to say that depending on where you live, you know, if I lived in Texas, I don't know that I would ever need to throw a live bait. You know, if I... Living in Florida, the only time I've got live bait is if I'm offshore, and generally I'm not in my boat.
Yeah.
But, you know, for me, if I lived in Texas, you have such a phenomenal fishery here. You can catch everything that swims with plastic in Texas.
Absolutely.
There's no two ways about it. There's no, you know, and for some people to say, well, those fish are so acclimated to croaker, you can't catch them on anything else. That's because they're not trying it. You know, you get that fish so acclimated on one thing and throw on something unusual, a lot of times they'll just jump on it.
Is Brian going to be at the show in your booth this weekend?
I am not certain of that, Bill. I don't know if he was working or if he was going to be at the show, either one.
Gotcha.
I know Scott Null's going to be in our booth.
Okay.
I know Ed is there right now. And we got a couple other people, and I will find out all about it when I get there.
I understand. No, the reason why I ask is Brian Barrera down in the Lower Laguna Madre had a phenomenal 2021 with the tarpon that he was catching. You know, I think it opened a lot of people's eyes to the tarpon fishery that Texas has, and the ability to catch anything from smaller juvenile, you know, 3-5 foot fish to some of the big boys offshore.
Absolutely. You've got, it gets back to the same thing I was saying. You get down that far, diversity of fishery down there is phenomenal. Anything from going to get a limit of snapper to going tarpon fishing to go catch blackfin tuna to go inshore and have a slam on your redfish and your trout and catch snook. It's a phenomenal area down there. It's great. It's diverse. I hope they really protect it, Bill. I'm really, you know, my concern is about that. And my concern these days is the technology that we have in the electronics is getting scary. And, you know, in the crappie tournaments now, they can not only mark that school of crappie, they can tell if that crappie's an inch bigger than that one is.
Right.
And they can throw the lure in there and they can say, wait a second, that little one's going to eat it. I'm going to pull it away from them. And when you get that technical and you get that, our technology gets that good, then I think we need to think hard about conservation.
Absolutely. Listen, we're out of time, folks. This is just the tip of the iceberg of the fun times with Mark Nichols, as well as his serious side when it comes to conservation of our resources. Again, the website, doalures.com. Mark, see you down at the George R. Brown Convention Center in just a bit, my friend.
Look forward to it.
Thank you, Mark, as always. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call, and we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Here we go. March 31st, the Panola County Chapter of the National Mile Turkey Federation fundraiser in Carthage. For info, go to nwtf.org. April 2, West Bay Blackjack Tournament fundraiser and crawfish boil at the West End Marina in Galveston, benefiting the Gary Lynn Foundation for the Research and Cure of Cerebral Palsy. For information there, go fishwestend.com. April 2, Trans-Texas Plateau Chapter Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet in New Braunfels, rmef.org for info on that one. April the 2nd, the Blanco County Ducks Unlimited Mud Bugs and Guns Fundraising Banquet in Johnson City, ducks.org. And then go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 45 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And remember, Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. And these products charge with a USB cord or any light source, of course, including the sun. And miraculously, they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special order. Order and offer for 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com, and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that is 20% off, free, same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, Mark Nichols, DOA Lures. Their website, doalures.com. Not sure exactly what his booth number is. The Texas Outdoors Journal booth is number 240.
Okay.
And they're right across, you know, the aisle from us.
There you go.
So that's why I say it's kind of a rowdy aisle.
Follow the sound of laughter.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Good time. Y'all come out and see us.
You betcha. Okay, do remember, Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check out our website, texasoutdoornews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. Plus, we archive the shows there. Just click on listen to our show, and there they are. Plus, you can catch us on Stitcher Smart Radio and Facebook. We cover the world, friends, and when you do it on Facebook, share it with your friends and like us. That just helps build the audience and spread the word about what we love so much, okay? Do remember, when you're out there, whether you're in the field or on the water, please be careful. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.